7:13 on this Friday the 13th, May 13th, summertime pattern. A little bit rainier today than normal with an 80% chance for showers. And then about 50% tomorrow, 20% on Sunday. But I think there's that omnipresent chance of afternoon showers, right? And it's going to be hot, record heat yesterday. Not so much today. The rain should keep the temperatures in the upper 80s. By then, it's going to be hot next week. Highs near 92 and maybe some more record heat. Leslie Harris joins us right now, our friend, New Orleans City Council person from District B. Good morning, council member. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Is it okay to call you Leslie?
Absolutely.
Well, I guess because it's your name, huh? That would only make sense. Are you Ms. Harris. I call you Ms. Harris. Are you superstitious at all on this Friday the 13th? I'm just wondering.
You know, I didn't actually realize it until you said that it's Friday the 13th. Not really. But I do like horror movies, so there's that.
Do you really?
I do.
The scary ones? The real scary ones?
I do. They're my favorite.
I do, too. This Halloween, they got supposedly the final one is coming up in October, I think it is. And I saw the one that they did in 2021, and it's just stupid. But I watch it because I like it. Let's talk about crime in New Orleans and your bill. Would you call it a bill? Your ordinance, I guess, right? Tell me what you want to do with NOPD.
It's an ordinance. So what I would like to do is increase their pay by 2% year after year, after their third year, so that we can increase recruitment and retention in our NOPD ranks. As you know, we are down by 500 officers, probably, and probably more than that. And so what we're trying to do is increase their pay so that they are able to sustain themselves and stay in New Orleans and not be poached by other agencies.
That would be in place of the $5,000 bonus, right?
Correct. So, it could be both. I mean, I appreciate our NOPD officers, and I know Mayor Cantrell is proposing a $5,000 one-time bonus. This instead would do a 2% increase each year of their pay. So it's sort of sustaining that. And it's in model of the firefighters, which have this exact thing in place as well.
When it comes to the plan that Sean Ferguson announced yesterday with Golden Eagle and the police working 12-hour shifts from June through August, and he said he was announcing it so they could get ready and take care of their family business, et cetera. I presume that that means a lot of overtime for NOPD, and there's money in the budget for that?
There is. So, again, we are down 500 officers, so there is budgetary money left over for overtime. And I assume that that's what they're going to use for the 12-hour shifts. I've heard from officers that they prefer the 12-hour shifts, and so I think that's not a bad idea. However, I do think that we need to incentivize our officers to stay. I know Jefferson Parish, I think, announced a 20% increase for their officers. And so I can see some of our officers considering moving over to Jefferson Parish. And that would be a shame if they do.
I'm just wondering with the overtime, I guess, if the officers prefer the 12-hour shifts, that's kind of an incentive in a way to, you're working for it, you're not getting it for free, but it certainly I would think the overtime is going to, time and a half, increase their salary a lot, so that would help too, maybe. I guess here's what I'm trying to say in my own clumsy way, Leslie. I guess maybe this summertime routine, the 12-hour shifts, in addition to helping the police catch up and fight crime, could also be an incentive for the officers that are here to stay because they're racking up the overtime. Does that make sense?
It does. I will quote my colleague, J.P. Morrell. If that's the way that it's going to go, then that's the way it should be budgeted. So, if overtime is the way that Sean Ferguson would like to do that, then that's something that should be budgeted. But I think that the 2% increase itself is something that should be permanent and should incentivize the officers in a way that makes sense and that in a way that we can plan for.
That is a long-term systemic solution, and I guess what I'm thinking is at least maybe it could be a win-win with the 12-hour shifts because it helps with police on the street in a time of year where the crime usually goes up, and it also may serve to stop the bleeding, the hemorrhaging of officers because there is that overtime incentive. I hope.
Correct.
I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about what you're hearing from your constituents about crime and your biggest concerns and so forth. The larger concern, somebody sent me an email that said, Mr. Tucker, very much enjoy your show. I've been getting the feeling that you're starting to doubt Captain Mike Glasser's statements that NOPD are leaving due to PIB. I'm a 14-year-plus veteran who resigned in October of 2021 due to PIB and the corruption and racism that goes on in NOPD unchecked. There are a select group who are untouchable, and it causes officers to throw in the towel and go to other agencies for less pay, but 100% better treatment, just food for thought. And my response to this person, whomever it was, is that if I didn't believe in what Captain Glasser was saying, it would never get on the air. So that's why I give him the time to say that, so we can hear from inside of Pano and what type of issues they're facing, and we'll get Councilperson Harris's opinions on that when we come back with PIB, et cetera, and the internal operations of NOPD. 720, time for traffic now on WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Friday morning, May the 13th, Friday the 13th. This could be hot and humid as it's going to be all the way through probably October. Record heat yesterday, not so much today because of the clouds and the rain. And we're talking about crime in New Orleans with representative from District B, New Orleans Council Member Leslie Harris. So I was talking about Michael Glasser's comments before about and the email I got from somebody who says they left NOPD, and I take them at their word, October 21st, due to corruption and racism that goes on in NOPD unchecked, select group who are untouchable. Is that anything the council is looking at or can look at? Because I know Captain Glasser was there Tuesday, I think it was, right?
Yes, yeah. So Captain Glasser sent the council a letter outlining some issues with PIB, which is the Public Integrity Bureau, saying that there are several issues, including timeliness of investigations, rotation of the people who actually investigate, police officers, and maybe we should back up and talk about what PIB is, Tommy. Do you want to do that? Or
sure, absolutely.
Like me to...
No, that's fine.
Yeah. So what it is it's a group of officers who investigate other officers and complaints against officers, whether they come from the public or from other officers as well. It's supposed to be officers who are senior. And what we're hearing is that the rotation of those officers who are the quote-unquote investigators is not rotated enough. And so it becomes sort of an old boys club, which, you know, has its issues. So there's favoritism shown, et cetera, et cetera. So I proposed an ordinance that would require rotation of the makeup of PIB, as well as time limits on the investigations. And this actually tracks what's in the consent decree that the NOPD is under right now. So I take, as you said, Officer Glasser at his word that there are issues with PIB, and so we're just trying to solve that with this ordinance.
And you said old boys club, and I'm not trying to parse words here, but, you know, sometimes you got to be careful what you say. I think Arlinda Westbrook is in charge of that. You mean more like a clique, right, where you're either in the club or you're not?
Yes, correct. Yes, and thank you for correcting me on that.
Well, I'm just trying to help. That's what I'm here for, Leslie. Yeah. I help people. Sometimes I find myself helping too much, and I have to say, Tommy, stop it. Just stop. You're helping too much.
Right. So, well, you know how it goes sometimes where supervisors and the top brass, and I've worked in a law firm, so, you know, I know how it goes where the senior partners are a clique and sometimes need to be rotated out.
You worked your way up to partner in your law firm, did you not?
I did.
Yeah, I know a little bit about you. You're being humble on me. But no, but it is important that that gets fixed. And so what happens from here, practically speaking? What would reform look like if your ordinance passes, or has it passed, or a resolution? What? Where are we at?
It has not passed. So after the testimony that happened on Tuesday, what we're going to do is get a working group together to try to work with PANO, some of the other organizations, to figure out how we can look at reform. And also, I think we need to just, again, my ordinance tracks the language of the consent decree. And so I just need to make sure that we are really lockstep with that. So we are going to get a working group. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Finish, please. No, go ahead. I'm here every day, Leslie. They want to hear you, not me.
No, I think it's important that we are lockstep with the consent decree and that we're doing what we are supposed to be doing.
I'm glad that you're looking into this, and I'm glad that you are listening to people from within and not saying all is well, like an Animal House. Have you ever seen that movie where the guy's going, all is well, while all hell is breaking loose around him? Because apparently all is not well. I hope you have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Leslie Harris, New Orleans City Council member, District B. When we come back, we'll look at your 401k and help you manage your money with Mark Rosa.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.